Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen on this Real ID deadline day, and that's where we find our own Tamira Rush live at Pittsburgh International Airport, and you can see Tamira on our live stream at kdkradio.com presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning, T.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm here. The must-waited anticipated day is today. But I'm standing here, lines, everything is running smoothly. People are very patient. People were prepared for today. And if you don't have your real ID, the TSA is letting you know, informing passengers that they may have to wait just a little longer to go through screening. But as of right now, it's very clear, as I'm standing by clear. But no one has any issues. Things are moving smoothly. And people are really, really, really being patient. No one here has said they had any issues as of now. But as we turn around and look, I'm letting you see how clear the lines are. There's no wait.
Wow, I'm shocked that it's that open on those levels. Now, those for TSA pre-check and the clear people who have the clear identification, right?
Correct. That's correct. So one passenger here said he was anticipating this day, but he has clear, and it's clear is something that is quick. It searched your eyes. So he says he was prepared for today and there was no stress or anything like that. And I talked to a woman here also. She was heading to Tampa, Florida this morning, and she said, you know what? She said, I pre-prepared for today, and I had my real ID about a year ago. And she said to get here today and see that Pittsburgh International has done a tremendous job with the kickoff of this. And she says she's glad to see that there's no issues, no complaints, and everything is running smoothly.
Well, Tamira, what I'm the most interested in finding out now, Tamira, is what is this additional screening that someone without a real ID is going to go through? That's a point of curiosity for me, because when you're looking at the security wait times on the Pittsburgh International website, you'll see it's just a few minutes, ranging from 1 to 4 minutes, depending on which line you're in.
Right, but what they're saying is they'll just take you out of line and do an additional screening, but it won't take long periods of time. But they said it's just something that they would do. They'll just take you out of line and do their additional screening for you. But it's nothing that, you know, people are much worried about. But today I have not, guys, I have not run into anybody that is not real ID compliant. So kudos to the Pittsburgh International Airport for this takeoff today. But Paul, Larry, we are in shock today, this morning. Of course, thought that there would be lines and people anticipating longer wait lines than normal. But I've been here for Christmas. I've been here for Thanksgiving. And this is a tremendous improvement from what we were hearing for the past few years.
All right, Tamira, thank you. We'll check back and check up on where the alternate is where everybody who's not TSA pre-checked or clear.
Compliant.
Yeah, that's where they're going. Is that correct?
That is correct. They're sending them upstairs to the alternate security checkpoint for additional screening.
All right, T, thanks. We'll check back.
All righty.
Tamira Rush, live at Pittsburgh International Airport. So, Paul, for people who have flown at Pittsburgh International, that floor where the TSA setup is, the checkpoint, has been first class. There's been a TSA line, a clear line, and then all the regular traveling passengers would go in the middle of those lines. But they apparently have moved that upstairs, correct? And just have TSA pre-check and the clear on the first level.
No, they can do both.
They can do both.
Yep, they had to issue a clarification on that because they confused so many people with their initial statement about the changes. But yes, at the main security checkpoint, they're going to be handled. The bulk of the passengers are going to be handled there because the bulk don't have first class tickets and clear and pre-check.
Or just say, "I know Paul Rasmussen." Does that help?
But I had visions, earlier in the week and last week even, of long lines and a bunch of hundreds of irritated passengers who were denied boarding because they didn't have a real ID.
Yeah, that was the sense that they gave us. And obviously that came from TSA. Nobody said that they were going to have some alternate additional security screening for somebody who didn't have a real ID. We just really found that out yesterday.
So we passed through this morning our heavy time at Pittsburgh International from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., and we're running just like we would be ordinarily on any other day of the week based on the wait times I'm seeing here. This is very typical, with the real ID in effect now.
It actually seems better than most days. Of course, Tuesdays, Wednesdays aren't as busy travel days as a Monday or Friday, but we'll check back periodically. But it sounds like if you don't have the real ID, you're going to get on your flight. It just may take a little longer.
And all this backs up what we heard from Andrew Lindbergh yesterday when he called us from the airport. He had a one-on-one conversation with one of the TSA officers, kind of off the record, who told him what? That
exactly.
we're gonna have a workaround. It's not going to be what people think. It's not going to be the worst situation, but people will wind up having the opportunity to fly if they don't have a real ID.
I hear the collective sigh of relief from many people.
And there's also probably a fair amount of people who are annoyed, who went to a lot of trouble to get a real ID, and now they're finding out that they didn't need to rush.
It's only taken 20 years to institute this whole process, by the way. A tip of the hat to the federal government. Drive at 5, top stories making the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Big day for us tomorrow. We have the Democratic primary mayoral debate with incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey and the challenger, Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor. Tomorrow morning, full hour, live right here on KDK with Lenny McAllister. Also, we have Michael Bartley will be involved 9:30 to 10:30, and we hope that you will participate and check it out and see as we get ready for the primary on the 20th, just a couple of weeks away now. It's coming fast, and this could be significant. So we'll hear what the candidates have to say, and we have assembled questions from our listeners and our staff, and I look forward to that tomorrow. Aaron, we've talked about doom scrolling. Actually, you're the first person. I think Paul and I learned the term doom scrolling from you.
Oh, I mean, it's central, right? I'm surrounded by it.
And listen, it's not just high school kids, college kids. There are people now, it doesn't matter what age.
It's everyone.
Doom scrolling. A new Australian study found that parents who use their phones too much around the little ones are causing them to have problems with cognitive development, emotional well-being, and behavior.
Can you imagine you're not talking to them when they're little and having conversations?
Kids are suggesting, or the people studying this, that basic social skills are being omitted.
Well, let me give you an example of what we're talking about here by contrast. So I'm reading an article before coming to work about a spaghetti dinner they had in Churchill for all the people who've been offline there for a week or more. In fact, I think Churchill is one of those places that's at the very tail end of the restoration process. And one of the people that was interviewed said, it's really great to see people sitting around and talking to each other and exchanging stories. You know,
that's a great
no one
example.
Has phones that are powered up, right?
That's a great example. If you go anywhere, including in traffic, watching people, how many times now at traffic signals, when it turns green after you're sitting in a red light line, that somebody in that line is not paying attention?
They're just sitting there.
And believe me, in this town, people are much more patient, because in other towns, if you don't move, people lay on the horn. People kind of give drivers here a little grace period, you know?
That's actually true. There's like a brief pause. It's like, all right, let's let them shake out of it. And they've got until, what, 20 Mississippi, and then I'm honking right. the horn.
Right. Also, this video, and there's a new video now apparently of Kevin Markwood when he fell off the right field wall onto the track down there at PNC Park.
It's a different angle from behind him up a few rows in the stands.
Right. The video most people saw was actually from across the field on the third base side. But he has done remarkably well, even though he's dealing with some major medical issues. He's been walking, and he has...
were you shocked to hear that he was walking?
Yes,
I was.
I was terrified when I first saw the video that the worst would be true.
Yeah, I was thinking paralysis.
At least.
You know, I'm catastrophic thinking. I mean, it's a miracle to me that the guy's up and around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And, you know, what a great outcome, right?
But apparently this young man is quite popular among his friends, and his family members obviously encouraged. But it's going to be a long road, but still, that was on the national news this morning.
Yes, it was. And also, Larry, we reported yesterday, so I'm sure they're well past it now, but they set a $45,000 fundraising go on GoFundMe to help him pay with his emergency medical bills. And I know they were over 90% of the way there when we reported on it yesterday. So I would assume that they're well over there. So there's a lot of good news after this really unfortunate thing happened.
And another viral video that occurred at PNC Park on Sunday after the game that everyone in the world is watching now. It's gone literally viral around the world. This PNC Game Day employee, a security person, in a fracas with a couple of fans, and then it turns out to be one of the two guys who allegedly was harassing a female concession worker, and this security guy tried to divert them away, and one of the two just kept at it, and then finally, after the guy spit on him, which is seen in the video.
And oh, by the way, I have to interject this real quickly. So I'm reading a national report about this now. I can't remember where it was.
And what'd they say?
Well, they've got it made out to look like this Pittsburgh International guy, or I mean the Pirates guy, is, you know, the bad guy in all of this. The backside of this story, the one that we were talking about yesterday, how this thing went on for quite a long time, how the employee turned his back and tried to walk away from this other person who was verbally abusing him, all of that,
they
left out
him.
Of the... Yeah, right. And see, this is what happens. What happens when you get on a national level with a story, things get simplified and the nuances in it don't come out. But we know the full story here, and it's not as cut and dried as the national media may make this.
You're 100% right. And we're going to talk to KDK-TV's Barry Pintar coming up right after the news here at 6:30 about that, because he has an update to this story. Real ID deadline day is smooth sailing, and we'll keep you posted throughout the morning. We're also going to check in with Bob Kurtlich from Pittsburgh International Airport and see what the game plan is. And next hour, we have Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, in studio. A lot to talk about. And a video that's now gone viral around the world is the video taken Sunday night after the Pirates game or late afternoon. And joining us from KDK-TV is Barry Pintar, who's been covering this story. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
As Paul pointed out, there's... You know, when the national news covers this, they really kind of demonize the game day employee, but that's because they're not telling the whole story. So what's going on?
Yeah, so in terms of the latest update, by the way, by way of a review, this happened Sunday after the game, after the running of the bases, a lot of kids around, allegedly two fans harassed a female concession stand worker. A game day employee interjected himself in between, trying to defuse the situation, and the video picks up at that point where the fan, one of the two fans, and the game day employee kind of just go at it. It starts with words. It ends up with the game day employee taking some serious blows to the face of the fan. The fan then eventually spits on the game day employee, at which point the game day employee takes off his belt and starts chasing and whipping the fan. This goes on for several minutes until finally security arrive and eventually police arrive. So, as you said, completely viral. So many, probably thousands and thousands of comments of opinions on what went down. One of the questions that we had yesterday after you know, we had aired the video. We got so much response. We had heard, and a lot of people were saying, well, where were the police? Why weren't the police called? Well, the police were called. So the natural question stems for that. Were there any arrests or were any charges? So I did speak to Pittsburgh police yesterday. They tell me that neither one of those, and if you saw the video, it was very violent at times, but apparently neither one of the two actors wanted to press charges against the other. So the Pittsburgh police tell me at this point they are not involved in the investigation at all. They showed up, they did what they had to do, but no one wanted to file charges. So where that leaves us now is the game day employee remains suspended as PNC Park and the Pittsburgh Pirates conduct their investigation. One other new little aspect of it, if I could share this point. So yesterday I interviewed the president of the union, the ushers union, who covers all the games in town. Now, this, again, being a game day employee, was not part of that union. However, aside from the fact that this gentleman named Mike, who is the president, has a lot of inside information about what goes on in our stadiums in this town, he's well aware of these types of situations that can explode, even though this one, again, attracting national attention, was kind of at a new level. And he said to me over and over again, after he had told me he spoke to the Pirates at length about this, as I did as well, there are always two sides to every story. So what that leaves me believing is that there are probably elements to this story we don't know. A lot of people, when we talk about the fact that this game day employee inserted himself to protect this female employee, I think a lot of people maybe mistakenly think that this was some kind of perhaps sexual advance or some kind of sexual harassment situation. But, you know, I just want to caution people who have watched that video or jumping to that conclusion that we don't know that. It could have been something else entirely. But certainly, Larry, we don't know exactly what happened before the video picks up and the altercation begins. However, the Pirates do know, and PNC Park knows, because they've told me that they've been looking at security cam footage from all over the stadium. And as you can imagine, they can follow these two fans right up to the moment that they came in contact with this employee. So that's where we are. Police not involved, no arrests made, no charges made. So now we go on to the investigation to see exactly what went down to spark this pretty violent interaction.
And I know you said you spent time painstakingly trying to get audio from what was said in the video, but you were unable to obtain that. So we'll just have to wait and see, Barry, on what happens to this game day employee. I think generally people are saying, don't fire him. He was trying to do the right thing and then went a little over the top. But the whipping of the belt is the part that's really flying around the nation in these viral videos.
Yeah, that and the spitting. You know, for a lot of people, when the fans spit at the game day employee, that's when that line was crossed. And all holds, all, you know, right. Everything was open to what the guy needed to do to protect himself.
Game but, on, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where we are.
Barry, appreciate your time. As always, we'll look for you on KDKA-TV.
Sounds good. Thank you, Larry. Have a great morning.
You got it. Barry Pintar in the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, it is deadline day for Americans flying domestically or entering a federal building. A real ID is required.
This law went into effect 20 years ago. Congress passed it in 2005. The deadline for when it would be enforced has been pushed repeatedly.
20 years later, and collectively, come on, man.
And oh, by the way, if you don't have a real ID, you'll be allowed to fly. What about that?
Okay.
The process of selecting a new pope is about to begin at the Vatican.
The world will learn, everyone will learn at the same time, and we'll learn through these old ways of doing things, smoke billowing from the chimney that's been installed on the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, and if you don't know, last time it took just 2 days to elect Pope Francis, so we don't know how long this process, it's gone on in history, in some cases, many months.
They're going to some lengths, too, to keep it secret, Larry. All the cardinals have to turn in their cell phones.
And
right?
They've debugged the Sistine Chapel.
And they're doing jamming, too.
Yeah, you know, they're jamming for Wi-Fi, and yeah, it's a big deal.
Amazing. So there's a hiring event today. If you're looking for something fun to do in the summer, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp. They're looking for people.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people, especially young people, will want an opportunity to do this.
I mean, think about the memories, right? And the things, the stories you'll hear or the things you'll see. This is at St. Vincent College. It's from 10 to 2 today at the Fred Rogers Center. You have to be 18, bring a driver's license and a social security card, and they're doing interviews for temporary and part-time positions. I wonder what that entails, by the way. What kind of jobs those are?
Well, I'm sure it's helping manage the crowd somehow. You know, because a lot of people are going to be heading to St. Vincent. And by the way, a week from today, the NFL will officially reveal their schedule. And then the Steelers will post what their summer camp schedule will be as well.
And so then several thousand people who are Major League Steelers fans will be able to firm up their plans to go to Dublin in the game that they're going to play this year.
Hey, Larry, you're going to be up at camp. That's what I get all the time. That's
a, you know, what I got to tell you, to me, that's the greatest NFL training camp left. you know, so many of them have gone to facilities and et cetera. But I mean, the setting is beautiful. It's a, it, the fan interaction, there's nothing like it elsewhere in the league that I'm aware of.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we kind of take it for granted, but most NFL cities do not have a summer camp for fans. So if you want to work up there, up.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.